Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Last night was NXT. Boy, was it ever. We got a lot to talk about from that NXT show last night. Like, from start to finish, that show was an absolute train wreck. So we're going to go over all of that here today on the show. We've also got a couple of matches announced for Dynamite tonight. Dynamite is the follow-up to the Dynasty show. And we've got three matches announced for the show. So we're going to go over those here today. As well as all of the rest of the news, including Lex Luger and his Hall of Fame induction. Is Sting going to be there? Is he not? We'll tell you about that. We've also got more names announced for the Hall of Fame class. Legacy inductees have been announced. We got more on Tiffany Stratton. She actually did an interview on the Baby Faces podcast and talked about the situation with Charlotte Flair. We got an update on when John Cena is being advertised for television again. Sky Blue, her injury, when she'll be back with AEW. And, of course, as noted, the NXT report from Tuesday night. We've also got a special guest in the final segment of the show today. We're going to be talking a new wrestling game with Alex Michael. He's going to be joining us, I believe, from Australia. So that's going to be in the final segment of the show here today. And, of course, because it is Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, we also have an After Dark Radio coming up this afternoon. And we have a very special guest who's going to be talking about Bigfoot. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, Sports Byline USA, twitch.tv/F4W video. And YouTube, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And it's Wednesday here. And that means we got a lot to talk about today, besides that, whatever the heck that NXT show was last night. But we'll tell you about that and everything else. And don't forget, at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, it is After Dark Radio. And it's going to be a fun show as we've got a guest lined up who I did already confirm earlier this morning is ready to go. Jim Myers. We're going to be talking about Bigfoot. He looks for Bigfoot. So that's coming up today. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline USA, twitch.tv/F4WVideo. As well as f4wonline.com/YouTube. You can watch the show coming up here in 2 hours. But in the meantime, tonight is Dynamite, and we have 3 matches announced for the show. We have Swerve Strickland versus Pac. We have an Owen Hart Foundation Women's Tournament quarterfinal, Chris Statlander and Thunder Rosa, with Tony Storm on commentary. And we have Wheeler Yuta and Claudio against Samoa Joe and Hook. Because, of course, we are building towards a lot of things. We might get a Blood and Guts. I guess that normally is that normally takes place in May. Is that right? Is that how they usually do it?
I think so. Right now I'm shocked over my 14-4.
I was going to say, what's going on with your internet, dude?
I have no idea. You saw the message that I got earlier from Xfinity Business, did you not?
Your video is glitching and your audio is glitching. You sound like Max Headroom. What's the problem with it today?
It's something with Xfinity, obviously. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, what did they say in the letter? Tell the listeners in case you vanish.
No, nothing. Just that they were working on things. And I love they sent out a message earlier on saying that services would be restored at 4:01 p.m. Eastern time, which I thought had to have been a rib since this show ends at 4 p.m. Eastern time. But instead, the service was apparently restored and is at this status right now that I'm paying $200-something a month for.
Well, do me a favor while I get going here on the rest of this. I want you to do speedtest.net and tell me what you're getting for that $200 a month.
Gotcha.
I want you to alert these lovely listeners here. Lex Luger has not heard back from WWE. regarding having Sting induct him into its Hall of Fame. He said he asked about having both Sting and DDP on stage with him at the ceremony. I ran it by WWE guys, Triple H's right-hand man, Luger said. He goes, I know what you're going to ask. I'll have to run that up the flagpole, but man, I don't know. And I haven't had an answer back on that, but obviously, maybe selfishly, somewhat selfishly, I think it would be great for the fans, too. It's not selfish if you're thinking of the fans. It's selfish if you're thinking about yourself. Sting, who is under contract to AEW, would need Tony Khan's permission to join Luger and DDP on stage. WWE may allow him up there, but he would also have to have permission from Tony and AEW. Lots of moving parts. Obviously, I would love to see both guys up there with me. That would be huge for me. I think it would be special for the fans as well. Well, what do you all think? Is Sting going to be there with Lex Luger for his Hall of Fame induction or no? I think Mike, when checking his speed, vanished. Let's get that frozen shot of old Mike right there. Let's see him. There he is. Yep. I think he's gone. I'll try and get an update for you guys as we get going here, but yeah. This person here says it'll be just DDP. So this guy goes, I pay $65 for Comcast. I get nearly a terabit. I think I got 1,000 up, 1,000 down. I pay like $90, although I recently found out that I've been paying $200 because they've been charging me $100 for a landline for probably years now, and I just noticed. Don't ask. I got to get that taken care of at some point here.
All right.
Yes, you're back, I see.
An amazing picture of me pondering things right there. I like
yes.
that one.
So what does it say?
It was 500 and then 12. It was like, wait
500 down and 12 up?
12 up. So they're obviously having some sort of issue, but
okay,
obviously
yeah,
things are fine now. So
that's the issue.
I'm paying for 1.5 up and we're down and whatever the hell it is supposed to be up, 60 or whatever it is.
That's it? They only give you bomb 60 ass. Up for the $200?
It was something like that. Whatever it actually is, I'm not exactly sure.
Well, I mean, here it's 1,000. It's 1,000, 1,000. I got 1,000, 1,000. I got 1,000 up. Can you imagine?
I have never come close to that. It's been well over 100 before, but it's like literally a 10-1 type of deal here. Wow. No idea why.
Because I don't think anyone there is doing radio shows. They don't think you guys
probably
are capable
not.
Of speaking competently. We got three more. Three more legacy. They're great speakers. Three more legacy inductees into the Hall of Fame this year.
Oh, yeah?
Dory Funk Sr., mm-hmm. Kamala, mm-hmm. and Ivan Koloff.
Well, at least we got them in.
Yeah. Well, you know, as far as like the Hall of Fame goes, you know, it's whatever it is. But, I mean, Ivan Koloff should absolutely be in the Hall of Fame.
He should have been in
the Hall
of
Fame
a long time ago.
I'd say Dory Funk Sr. and Kamala. I don't know. I like Kamala, but in this Hall of Fame, yes, he should be in this Hall of Fame.
Look, of course, all three of them can be into this Hall of Fame because of what it is, and that whole Legends thing was so they could put in names like Joe Stecker and things like that, and they're using it for Dory Funk Sr. I'm a little disappointed in the fact that they never put Kamala in when they could have, and the fact that he doesn't go in with all the pomp and circumstance as a Triple H or somebody who would go in regularly would. Ivan Koloff is another person I thought could have gone in that way, had a speech and all those things that they give to people. But I understand his influence was a long, long time ago, even though some of it still kind of tracks to today because he had such a long career.
Tiffany Stratton was on the Baby Faces podcast, and she thinks that Flair is underestimating her. She says, I think being so new to this business, being so new as champion, I don't think she really expected me to stand up to her. I don't think she expected to me almost, she didn't expect me to almost clap back. All I have to say is it's live TV. People want to see our match. Well, that's true. And I think we did a very good job of getting people wanting to see our match and invested in our story. Hey, how about you stop dinging, computer?
That's not me, you jerk.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking to my computer. I thought I muted it. And it decided it. There's like AI in it. It turned the volume back on so I could know that Lance sent me his eighth text for this show.
And he sounds just like Hal, the computer from 2001.
Yeah. We were directly told the situation has been brewing. Those close to the situation said neither was in the right, but Flair was taking most of the... That's what Dave wrote. And that's true. That is what we've heard. So I have not seen them announced for this coming Friday. I haven't seen them announced for Friday.
It's very disappointing. Maybe we are going to get the via satellite deal.
Hey, you know what I found out yesterday? Which,
what's that?
Kind of amazing, I guess. I was watching NXT, and they got that little thing in the bottom of the screen, upcoming dates.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know SmackDown's in Seattle on Friday?
No, I did not.
Yes, it is. Hmm. Yes, it is. So I thought about going, but I don't think it's happening.
Yeah, I thought the same thing about the AEW show in Baltimore tonight. And it was like, then I got to leave the house and get back late and all that sort of stuff. And no, I'm going to sleep early.
I think that they want me to get gotten to by not being credentialed, but I'm perfectly happy doing my jiu-jitsu class and then watching the show on television.
Why would you be gotten to at this point? They haven't credentialed you for years.
I've been credentialed many times.
Well,
I was credentialed for Mania every year until this year.
Yeah, I know, but you've been on the outs with them. They treat you like some
sort of outlaw. Is this because of Ava? Is this because of Ava?
Possibly.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm just going to get it today, too. That whole NXT show is going to get it. So maybe a bad week to ask.
Even swipe right?
I actually like swipe right.
I was going to say.
I don't know how that 13-year-old got permission to wrestle from his parents, but I like him. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, we got a guest coming on in the next segment, so I got to talk about NXT now. And we're not going to have time to do this show justice, so tune into the Brian and Vinny show tomorrow. And you can sign up today to hear those members-only podcasts. If you've never subscribed, f4wonline.com/new. We got some special offers there. And if you only want to subscribe to the podcast and you only want to pay $9.99 a month, f4wonline.com/YouTube, which gets you video podcasts, by the way, f4wonline.com/Apple, or f4wonline.com/Spotify. Now, I don't even know where to start, so I'm going to try and do this as quick as I can. But this show was a freaking train wreck. But I will say this. And this is not an attempt to get credentialed. This is just my true feelings. This is always what you're going to get on the show. I had the time of my life watching this disaster. I had so much fun watching them try to just make it through this show. So we had booking issues and we had real life issues. So first we had Jordan Grace and Jada Parker in allegedly a number one contenders match. Stephanie's on commentary. She said at the end of this match, she would tell you who she was going to wrestle at WrestleMania. They go to a DQ when they end up brawling at ringside and Steph ends up slapping Jordan after Jada had bumped into her and then Jada slapped her. It was all shebang. And then afterwards, all three of them brawl. Julia's music hits. She runs down to ringside and they have a big four-way brawl. And long story short, Stephanie gets to pick anyone she wants to face for that title at WrestleMania at Stand and Deliver. And for reasons unknown, she chooses all four women. This is not forced upon her by a GM. She chose to defend against four other women. This makes no sense. But we have yet another four-way coming up at WrestleMania. We had my boys Swipe Right, Brad Baylor, who claims he's 20, but I'm pretty sure I saw him in Paisley's class when I was watchdogging last week. And Julius Smokes, or some guy Smokes.
Ricky Smokes.
Ricky Smokes, yes. We actually got a Julius Smokes reference from Corey Graves during this match.
Excellent.
And fact is, you know, Swipe Right, they did a good job. They're going to probably be something someday, but they do have a ways to go. They look pretty good in this match, but my God, they're in with Axiom and Nathan Frazier.
Axiom and Nathan Frazier did a great job.
They're the best team in the world. And it was a fun match. And, of course, Axiom and Nathan Frazier won. And it was a good way to get these guys exposure so they hopefully will get people watching some Evolve. Then we had Fatal Influence getting in an argument because Fallon and JC both want to be in the qualifier for the North American Women's Ladder match. And ends up with Jasmine saying, you know what? It's going to be neither of you because it's going to be me. And she walks off and they're like, what just happened? I was like, you know what just happened? She just took your spot. What do you mean what just happened? So she goes out to face Sol Ruka, and she loses. This freaking match, oh my God. It was like somebody played some ridiculous video game, wrote down every move that happened, and then they just did it. This match was nothing but handsprings, kip-ups, headsprings, cartwheels, springboards, rolls, flips. I was crying watching this match. I mean, it was preposterous. For what it was fun, but like, it was, you gotta watch this match. Like, there was no moment where somebody was not rotating around some plane. It's crazy. Then we had Hank and Tank against the Driver and the Virgin. and they lose. And then Tank is screaming, "What are we doing wrong?" And this led to a segment later where they run into the Street Profits. And the Street Profits say, "You know what you're doing wrong? Is you just need to be Hank and Tank." That's how this whole thing ended. They were looking at all these other teams for advice. And, you know, finally the advice is just be yourself. Be Hank and Tank. So I guess they'll start winning next week, I guess. Ricky Saints came out for a promo. Apparently Mike has dropped. Ricky Saints came out for a promo, and he's like, there's Ethan Page comes out, and Lexus King, and Eddie Thorpe, and Wes Lee, and they all have this giant brawl, and yeah. We're going to have a lot of multi-person matches coming up at this show. Wes Lee versus Yoshiki Inamura. Fun match. I like Inamura. Wes hit the cardiac kick for the pin after Briggs accidentally knocked his buddy off the top rope because Tyson and Tyreek were both getting involved. And, yeah, it was fine. Then we had a disaster, the first one. It's Izzy Dame versus Ren Sinclair, okay? It's a qualifying match. So they got a new female referee. Her name is Victoria DeErico. I guess she was she got a boxing background. She was at the last tryout. She's the only female referee. I've never even noticed her before, but she was a referee for this match. And they're doing this match, and Izzy ends up hitting a lowdown, a short power bomb, and the referee drops down, and the ref goes, "One, two," and Izzy lets go of the hold, and she starts celebrating. And the ref goes, "Three," even though Ren is not being covered. So I watched this 50 times, okay? I've seen all of the explanations on the internet. Oh, when her knee hit, Izzy thought that was the one count. Brother, I watched it over and over. That never happened, okay? Not only were there only two counts, but the referee was loudly counting, "One, two," and Izzy lets go of the hold. And if you look on the outside, Charlie Dempsey is there, and he puts his hands up, and you can see him mouth, "What was that?" And, like, the crowd goes dead silent at this botch. And the referee, she says, "Come here, Izzy," and she raises Izzy's hand, and they are getting a close-up of the referee raising Izzy's hand. And this referee turns, and she looks right at Izzy, and she goes, "Go to the back." I thought, oh, man, someone's in trouble. So anyway, this was an absolute disaster, a hilarious disaster. But Izzy has moved on in the tournament via two count. Yes. We have all of the women screaming backstage about who's going to get into this qualifier. Ava says, "You know what? No last chance qualifier this year." They're like, "What? Well, who's going to be in it?" And Ava goes, "I got an idea. I can work something out." So her idea is she can work something out. Her idea could have been, let's do a last chance qualifier. No, 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 no. She's going to come up with a different idea. That's apparently not good enough. We had Javon, Trick, and Oba versus Dark State. And, oh my God, this match. So, Tony D's crew went over who everybody was on the show last week. Now I'm going to do it to help you guys out, okay? So, Saquon Sugars, he is the best guy on this team by miles. He's been working like seven, eight years or something like that. He is a, like, good professional wrestler. And he was the highlight of the match in terms of Dark State. The other two guys, Dion is the bookworm. He's green. He might end up a huge star. He might end up just crashing and burning. I haven't figured that out yet. Cutler has been wrestling like less than a year. He's green as grass. And Osiris Griffin was not in the match, but he's a guy, Josh Black, who we were talking about his name being preposterous. As it turns out, he's Egyptian. So that's why he chose Osiris Griffin. So now I understand. I won't make fun of Osiris Griffin anymore. I was unaware that he had that heritage. But regardless, like, they just kept Sugars in the match as much as humanly possible, because he was like, I don't want to say the other guys were incompetent, but he was the only competent guy in the match. And, you know, they're doing all this stuff and everything like that. And then finally at the end, Javon goes for a springboard. Saquon yanks the ropes, and then they hit him with their finish, which I swear to God, it involves two of the guys lifting him, like they double press slam him in the air by his butt, like as though he's sitting down. They double press slam him up, and then the other guy, Saquon, leaps off to do a sit-out powerbomb. Javon is like a seasoned pro. He's been around a long time. Bro, this guy looked like he almost got killed by this move. They look like they nearly killed him. Like, this cannot be their finish. You cannot take three guys with a year's experience and one guy who knows what he's doing and do this move every week because someone's going to get killed. This was so completely out of control. This match was just like a total out of control train wreck from start to finish. And then, let me remind you, they beat Javon. Dark State beat the three guys in the main event of Stand and Deliver. And then the follow-up to that is Stax appears on the big screen and he challenges Dark State to a parking lot brawl next week. So the three guys in the main event got beaten by Dark State and they're not even in any sort of follow-up. I could talk for hours about this show. That's what we have the Brian Avini Show for. Back in a moment with a special guest, though, Wrestling Observer Live.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. And no, we do not have Mike Sempervivi. He dropped off the face of the earth. His internet died. It will not be recovered until after the show ends. But we have a special guest today. Alex Michael is joining us. Alex, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Brian?
Yeah, get in real close to that phone because I can actually barely hear you.
Barely? How about that? Is that better?
Much better. Much better. Much better.
Much better. All right. Technology. He's tried to go crazy with the technology. It did not work, so we're back to old school.
Yes, you sound like, are you sure you're not Jay White?
Yeah, I know. I wish, Brian.
Yes, where are you? Are you from Australia?
I'm from Australia, yes. The kangaroos are out delivering the post as we speak. It's about 6:30 in the morning. So, yeah.
We worked very hard to get you here on the show, and we tried multiple times. You almost changed a flight to come on the show. Are you heading to WrestleMania weekend?
I sure am. I'm going to be there at Las Vegas WrestleCon promoting my new pro wrestling board game, and it's going to be a great time.
Excellent.
I'm going to be at the F4W convention as well.
Excellent. I believe I may have said this was a video game. It is a board game that you are working on here.
Yes, it is a pro wrestling board game. See, Brian, I think for too long the board game community has done without a good wrestling game. I mean, there's good pro wrestling movies, there's a great pro wrestling show, not trying to juice you up, but this is one of the best, pro wrestling radio shows going. I think that if you ask the consensus best video game, people will say No Mercy or maybe SmackDown versus Raw 2007. But when I got into board games, there was no consensus. There was no info about good pro wrestling board games. And I think that time is up and my time is now.
What are some of the... Think of a single one, but what would be some of the pro wrestling board games that people.
I mean, I looked into some, and they're all just like licensed, kind of licensed junk that were trying to sell toys or trying to sell something else. And I mean, not to throw license under the bus, if WWE wants to give me any money, like hit me right up. But I think that it ends up compromising the quality of what, and these pro wrestling board games end up feeling like. They're made by people who don't like pro wrestling.
So what is the what is this game about? What is the general gist? And what's the game called?
So it's called Get Over, which is pretty good term for pro wrestling game. But I'm not sure. Like in hindsight, maybe the rest of the when non pro wrestling fans hear it, they go, "What the hell is that about?" So. But yes, so what it is it's a pro wrestling match in abstract. So it's over two phases, and it just feels like an amazing like match that boils down to that epic false finishes and kickouts. So basically, everyone gets a deck of starting cards, and just like a match, you start with your punches, your kicks, it builds, and then you can upgrade your deck through worker placement phases. So it's the technical terms, which I won't bore you with too much, are deck building and worker placement. But the idea is you start with punches and kicks, and then you play each other in card combat where the opponent can hit you back with like reversals or dodges and blocks. But if moves land, you can hit a follow-up, hit combos, and then in phase two, you move to the board. And that kind of that matches like the psychology. So the match is the physical, and then the in abstract, the phase two is the psychology of pro wrestling. So you can do things like taunt. But what that does is get you more momentum to upgrade your block, to upgrade your statistics, kind of like a video game. You can buy more cards. So now rather than just doing punches and kicks, you're adding power bombs and tombstone pile drivers and amazing moves to your arsenal. And then when you come back, you're playing and you recycle your deck, and now you've got these amazing moves in it. Hit it, and then, you know, try and pin your opponent for the win. It's like really fun. Pro wrestling fans are just nuts for it. Like, and it doesn't even requires no explanation to pro wrestling fans.
So is this based on a different non-wrestling game that maybe you had played at some point, or did you just kind of create this out of thin air?
Well, definitely not thin air. It's like the thickest, most difficult air I've ever breathed in my life. Thick fog. But it was probably, I think, the biggest inspiration, if you think about it, would be probably the pro wrestling video games. If you're playing that, if you're playing WWE 2K, which I know that people have different opinions on, and like they've come and gone in quality over time. And it's kind of like that. It feels like you're playing the game, and it's like you hit a move, you go for a punch, and the opponent can block. And a lot of these games, a lot of these deck building games, they're called, they're not live in terms of a way that we work with wrestling. Like you play a move, and then you play your whole hand at once, and then your opponent does something back. So that didn't work. So I wanted to come up with this system that whatever you did, there was instant reactions and you can instant ability to do things. And that was something really unique to pro wrestling. But I'll tell you what, it was just 5 years of pain coming up with this game. And I love the outcome and what came of it. But I mean, to be honest, I was trying to tell everyone, you know, chase your dreams. But it was a bit of a living nightmare, you know, actually trying to get this thing to the spot it is now. But we won't talk about that. We'll pretend like it's all, that's what you have to do with marketing. You just pretend like it was all smooth all along.
So when you go to WrestleCon, I mean, are you going to have physical, are you going to have to pack and transport physical games to sell there? Or are you going to sell them, like, you know, people order and then they'll be shipped to them later?
Yeah, so it's on at WrestleCon. Yeah, the idea is I'm going to bring some of my prototype copies, and I'm going to be at the F4W convention doing all those kind of events too. I'm really excited to meet everyone. I've been like bugging them on the forums for years, so this is an exciting moment. So what I've got is the prototype copies. We've got a few copies to play and maybe a couple to give away. But the Kickstarter campaign launches the day of WrestleCon, and I'll be there. You can come and hang out at the booth. I won't be as busy as Tiffany Stratton or some of the others getting signatures, maybe. So, you know, time to talk. If you can beat me at the game, I will give you a 25% discount off it.
That is. Oh, really?
But yeah, so that's right. I mean, especially, Brian, if you beat me at the game, then that there's nothing better for the marketing than Brian Alvarez beating me at a pro wrestling game. So I probably would absolutely flop and lose on purpose against you. But yes, that is the offer. And yeah, it will go live on Kickstarter, and then you can, if it backs on Kickstarter and gets launched, then we're up and running, and we've got a pro wrestling board game, finally.
I would like to play you on this game here when we go to Vegas, but I don't want you to throw the game. I wanna see if I can beat you with this game.
Okay, Brian, you've got it.
Let me ask you a question. You've got like cards and everything like that, and obviously a lot of games. I'm not like a big board game guy, but you know, you roll the dice and it can come up whatever. You pick a card, it can come up whatever. So there's obviously strategies, but there's also luck involved. You're acting pretty cocky about this game right here. Is there like a strategy where you feel like you could beat most people at this game?
Yeah, it is full strategy. Like it's like I'm kind of one of these people who are like, I do not want to lose a game because the dice said four or the coin said tails. So I've built so much strategy into it that I feel like it's like the only luck that comes out is if you get really bad with card draw. So like in terms of, it's been painful actually, the amount of times I win this game as the designer because everyone else is coming in cold and I've learned all the different strategies. So it's not going to be a happy thing, Brian, for me to, you know, you're one of my idols. I've loved this show, listened to this show for a long time. As I've said, it's a great pro wrestling show. And it's not going to be easy for me to absolutely dismantle you at this board game. But I'm afraid that might be what happens.
Wow. Now, will it be hard for me to learn how to play this game?
You know, I was worried that it might be because for certain board game fans, but I just shot with a pro wrestler in Australia here of how to play video, and it was zero explanation needed. It really seems logical. It's just like it feels like the match builds and progresses. So I really don't think so. I think it'd be a 5-minute tutorial, and then we'll be away.
Now, are there disqualifications? Are there countouts? Are there specific match types?
Yeah, so it's a at the moment it's just a single player match and it's just two players, so it's 1v1 competitive, and just a regular match. But I think that what it is an amazing base for expansions. And the biggest thing I'm going to do that I'm really excited about is with the Kickstarter. If you back the project, you join the community Discord, and you are literally in one of the people you've got to share and voting share in deciding how the game changes, in deciding how the rules change, in deciding how we expand it. And those are the kind of things I'd love to do, like tag team matches, weapons expansions, all that kind of stuff is like really exciting. But at the moment it's just like a 1v1 kind of epic pro wrestling standard singles match.
Well, I mean, it's WrestleMania weekend, and I mean, you should have been prepared that every match on every show is a multi-person match. This will be the only one-on-one match that you've got on the entire weekend.
I know. The only one-on-one match you can get is a physical a pro wrestling board game against some nerd from Australia at WrestleCon. Isn't that exciting, everyone?
So what? Give us your WrestleCon schedule.
Yeah, so I'm just going to be there from the 17th to the... Is it the 17th? I'm going to be there, basically there on a booth for 3 days.
I hope it's the 17th, brother. You got a flight.
Okay. I know. My schedule, I mean, I've literally just had to catch a 10-hour bus back from Melbourne because I missed a domestic flight. So we're going to make it out. We're going to give it our best shot. Organization is not my strong suit.
So what can you tell us about the Kickstarter, which is not launched yet? How much are you trying to raise? And that launches on the 17th?
Yeah, so it's gonna go live on the 18th. So after day two of WrestleCon, I try to time it with WrestleMania, and yeah, it's trying to raise $15,000, which would get the game backed and funded, which is only a couple hundred copies need to be sold. But yeah, I really think that with the power of the pro wrestling community, we can like make this thing go off. And I promise you every pro wrestling fan I've played has loved this game. It's a passion project from someone who actually cares about pro wrestling. And yeah, it's going to be fun, and can't wait to, I mean, my biggest hope is that somebody, maybe you, just absolutely embarrasses me at this pro wrestling game and beats me at it. And it gets to experience the joy that I've been experiencing beating people who I'm trying to get convinced to play the game.
Well, honestly, I won't lie. You'd be better off facing Vinny if you want someone to actually beat you, because he's got less tolerance than I do for losing. He's a very poor loser, and so he will try probably harder than me to beat you at this game.
Ooh, yeah, we love that. I mean, and maybe I'll just get him all lubricated up after this this karaoke night, and have my way with him on the board.
After a karaoke night. It's as good a time as any, actually. So that's coming up. And if somebody listening to this right now does go to WrestleCon, I mean, will you be open to potentially playing the game with folks that show up at your booth?
Yes. I mean, as I said, it would be my absolute dream if I had a line out the door for the booth, but there's a good chance that there's going to be time there. If you're there, you see me, if you see some Australian guy at the Get Over booth, come up to me and go, mate, I heard you on Wrestling Observer Live, and I heard that you were talking absolute, just like talking yourself up so much that you can beat everyone at this game. Let's go right now, and we'll do it. We'll have it out on the floor right there, right then and there, next to, you know, Sting, Ric Flair, and whoever else happens to be there.
All right, well, stand by. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now, We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Alex Michael is joining us here today. He's got a pro wrestling board game. It's going to be available hopefully soon. Yes, Alex.
Yes, it's going to be available April 18th. And you can go, you can look for Get Over on Kickstarter if you just search it, and you can follow the pre-launch page and meet me there. And the only other thing I have to say is I've got a really uncomfortable truth about Australia to admit here on the air, and that is not everyone here actually looks like Margot Robbie and Chris Hemsworth. Can you believe that?
Well, we're going to find out in a week now, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, some of us look better.
Well, listen, there's also an Instagram page. Is that right? Because we've been putting it up on the screen here.
That's right. Yep, Get Over on Instagram. You can follow that, too, and see all the videos and stuff being posted.
And the board looks like a wrestling ring. Is that correct?
That's it. That's it. Yep, the board looks like a wrestling ring. I actually got a tarot card artist to do the art, so that's kind of like it's got an interesting, unique art style. But as I said, one of the things, if the community wants to change the art, the community will change the art. So everything's open. But the rest, that's the board there. That's where we can do things like upgrade stats, get your block better, upgrade your kickout because there's a kickout system, of course, and buy more cards from the market. So that's where the psychology and the strategy is done.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. We are completely out of time, but we'll see you at WrestleMania, and everybody else, we'll see you at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern for After Dark Radio. Talking Bigfoot today. And that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.